Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com. And here's this week's Snipped Impressions column, which is entitled
Your 2016 Energy Budget, written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, sitting in for Jim, who recently had a little surgical procedure on his vocal cords. Jim's voice is a little scratchy at the moment, but he is recovering rapidly and will be back before the microphone soon. And no, it was not cancer. Here's what Jim wrote for this week's column. Jim says, "The first energy crisis occurred during the autumn after I graduated from college in 1973. Little did I know it at the time, but this event put an underlying theme in my entire career, at least to this point in time. That being said, I can't recall a fall in the last 45 years where, if charged with putting together next year's energy budget, let alone a five-year plan, would I be more at a loss as to what to say. We'll start with the war against coal and the climate change conference in Paris. Not likely to drastically affect mills in 2016. These matters may, however, set in motion plans that will commence in the next 12 months. Such plans may incorporate turbine and boiler inspections in coal-fired powerhouses. Will you do them, or will you not, since you're planning on phasing out these facilities in the next couple of years anyway? Should you delay these costly inspections and outages, knowing that these facilities will be phased out in the near future? I can't tell you. This depends on your corporate strategy and your insurance underwriter, and possibly on local codes."
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333. 757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Natural gas may be the easiest fuel source to predict. It is largely domestic if you're in the United States, and compared to past years is remarkably stable at the moment. Electricity follows the coal plans, and long-term contracts are tough to sort out at this time. Heaven help you, however, if you're charged with buying fuel for trucks, construction equipment, and so forth. OPEC has abandoned all production limits, and we used to think those were bad, as they strive to drive U.S. fracking out of business. There's even talk of oil dropping to U.S. $20 per barrel or less in the coming year. So what will you do? Surprisingly, conservation makes sense if you want predictability. We have been driving energy conservation since the aforementioned fall of 1973, but there is still room to go. Why do you want to push conservation if prices are low? After all, there's no return on investment at low prices, is there? The answer is a bit complex, but it goes like this. If you want to wring unpredictability out of your energy budget, you will push conservation no matter the price of your energy sources. Energy that you don't have to purchase at any price reflects energy costs that cannot destabilize your energy budget. It is as simple as that. For our quiz this week, am I off base? Are you tearing your hair out trying to predict energy costs in 2016? For safety this week, remember that handling any energy source incorrectly can cause an accident. You know this. Make sure it doesn't happen to you or your team. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.